comments from the U.S. senator saying that this was the instrument of choice for financing drug deals and criminality. Not helpful, and I'm not sure what evidence there is for that. Yes, sure, there are some features which might worry those regulators. This is not PayPal. They cannot go to a register and sort of find out who all the Bitcoin holders are. So that's really the thing that worries people. But at this scale, it's an intriguing experiment, and there are so many positive features of this currency. A huge positive feature being that being outside of the control of government, there's no way that a government can switch on the printing presses and deflate the currency, which is, of course, of particular importance at the moment when we're seeing central banks pumping economies full of money and hoping to create inflation and lower the value of their debt.
Well, exactly, because, of course, that can't happen with Bitcoin because the way the system is set up, there are only a certain amount that can ever be made, aren't there?
That's right. The limit that will ever be an issue is 21 million Bitcoins. That's not a huge number. I should add, by the way, you're perfectly at liberty to spend fractions of Bitcoins. That's not really a limitation.
Exactly, because this is one of the things that people should really think about. This is that a Bitcoin is not a coin. It is not like a coin in my pocket. A Bitcoin is a little more like a gold bar, isn't it? So you'll be able to chip a bit off your gold bar. And you actually make it by setting computers up to create these very, very large numbers. So any computer could do it, although it could take you quite a while on your home system.
That's right, and the algorithm to produce these numbers, it gets progressively harder to find them. So really the process of, they call this Bitcoin mining, and it's a good analogy, because when you open up your mine, the initial finds are very easy to make. You might find sort of valuable gold close to the surface, but over time you have to dig deeper and deeper and put more and more resources until it becomes uneconomical. This is exactly the way the Bitcoin has been designed, that it will become progressively more and more difficult to unearth new Bitcoins. And in actual fact, at 21 million, that's the maximum that can mathematically be unearthed. The idea that you could generate any more is not feasible.
Now, obviously, this has got Senator Joe Lieberman under a little hot under the collar, but you think it is the direction that economics should go.
If I take you back over the last 20 years or so, let's 1997 in the UK, the central bank, the Bank of England, was put at arm's length from the government, which was seen as a hugely reassuring sign that the central bank couldn't be manipulated for political means, and an independent central bank is actually the way the whole of the Western world has gone, and that being one stage removed from political control, that's seen as best practice in central banking. This actually puts it forever beyond government control. If you went to the Bitcoin, it's basically a mathematical algorithm that's controlling the issuance of currency.
And, I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, it should have been one of the financial regulators. They're the ones who are really, really annoyed with this. But, and as you say, Senator Lieberman and the Department of Homeland Security have been stressing that the reason that they wanted to, or the underlying reasons, you've said that it was a technicality, are because of this perception that it is being used as a conduit for drugs and for drug dealing and for organised crime and for terrorism.
I would kind of disagree with that. I hope that the regulators do have a thoughtful debate and a thoughtful discussion about how to regulate it. I'm sure they'd be met positively from the cadre of Bitcoin supporters. But if you think about what is definitively the instrument of choice for criminal dealing and drug trafficking, it's cash. It's good old untraceable dollar bills or pound notes. you know, no one is seriously suggesting that because that instrument does have criminal uses, undoubtedly, that we should take away cash, and that cash should be eliminated from society.
So what we're really seeing is that people are finding a new currency that it's making them all a little uncomfortable because they don't quite understand it at the moment, and we're going to have to wait for a little while for it to bed in. But on the whole, what you're saying also is that there seems to be a very positive effect because large US financial institutions are taking it very seriously, and so are all of the politicians that went to this conference.
Yeah, it has so many good features. That I would hate for the naysayers to act so heavy-handedly that it actually took away this experiment, which has a lot of potential for good.